President Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ecology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth. And when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprints, Don Nikoloff.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I will be with you for the next hour. We don't have a guest for tonight, but we're going to talk about a lot of things, and if you have a question or something on your mind that you would like to have clarified or something that you're observing, you want to share with the listening audience, by all means, call in, and I'll be happy to take your call and answer any questions or entertain your comments. Well, here we are. We are in some parts of the country now as far forward into December as the 16th, still the 15th on the West Coast. And I haven't yet gotten any reports in regard to what has transpired. I would assume on the basis of the rampant disregard for the U.S. Constitution and for the rule of law, specifically the clause that says that to be qualified for the presidency of the United States, one must be a natural-born citizen born on the mainland of the United States or United States territory, not leased, not occupied, nothing of the sort, just natural-born, and being able to show it on a piece of paper would help. With that in mind, the delegates were supposed to vote on determining whether Barack Obama would become President-elect Barack Obama, and if that has transpired with the mainstream media ignoring this issue and plenty of spin out there in the alternative media, then we have not only violated our Constitution and violated law, we have witnessed the overthrow of the American government by fascist, communist interests. And, of course, that goes hand-in-hand with the massive real estate corruption, the massive banking corruption, the massive corruption which is facilitated by new laws that hold the pharmaceutical companies, not culpable for the dangerous medications that they sell, and their co-conspirators, the mainstream media, that finds it profitable to incessantly show their wares, speaking of the pharmaceutical companies, of course, to brainwash the public into illness and poisoning themselves, if not committing voluntary suicide, aided and abetted by all these horrific products that the pharmaceutical companies manufacture, often without testing, using the public as a guinea pig. Why spend the money testing when we can just sell it, make money, and watch people die? No one will be responsible for it. We have a government that's creating wars all over the world and instigating wars through the intelligence agencies. And let's not mince words here. We know the CIA created Al-Qaeda. We know the CIA and MI6 in Britain and the Mossad in Israel all work hand in hand creating these wars because the military-industrial complex profits from these wars. And these are reality, or the realities of the day. This is not fear-mongering. It's paying attention. It's reminding the listening audience what is going on. And that is has been part of my message for, the past couple of years, actually, as well as taking into consideration that I have proposed many solutions. And I'm going to spend more time talking about the solutions, but in the context of reminding you how we fall into these traps of just belief, if you want to call it that, just accepting without question what's going on. And that's those of us that are even awake to hear what's being said. If you go around the country and ask people what the bailout is, I'm sure much like they don't know what state Washington, D.C. is in. and I don't mean rhetorically, I mean literally, what state is Washington, D.C. in? I heard, as I mentioned last Friday, on Glenn Beck's radio show, someone actually said New Hampshire. And he had to correct them and say, no, close, it was Vermont. And the person said, oh. So this is the state that we're in, that people don't even know where the capital of this nation, where the laws are being created, where the corruption is rampant, and who is benefiting from all this corruption. Is there any difference between a corrupt bank and a corrupt election? I don't think so. Because the people that are being handed the reins to drive this country to destruction have everything to do with the banks, everything to do with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and all the other real estate Ponzi schemes that have been running for the past 15 or 20 years at least. And they have no remorse, they have no conscience, they have no ethics, they have no couth. They just steal, and as long as no one is willing to hold them accountable, it goes on. It's actually encouraged by the justice system that we have. We're supposed to have three branches of government, and we now have a fourth. Beyond the judicial, which is supposed to monitor what is going on with the executive branch and with the legislative branch of government, we now have an administrative branch, which has really actually gone outside the bounds of anything in the Constitution or in the Articles of Confederation, which really are still in force. In fact, the Constitution, in many respects, is illegal on the basis of the status still in place of the Articles of Confederation, which really established all the legal precepts of this country. Not many people are aware of the fact that we had 15 presidents of these United States prior to the establishment of the Constitution, 18 terms. Three of those 15 individuals actually became president two times. We're sold this story that George Washington was the first president, and that is not true. Our history has been written for us or rewritten for us to hide the truth, because the truth would lead us to understand what is going on today. Even now, many of the people that voted for Barack Obama are very disillusioned with the people that he has picked for his cabinet. It's business as usual. You've got the criminal of the century, a practicing Satanist, and according to numerous Secret Service agents, a practicing lesbian in the White House when she was in there with her husband, who got caught with Monica Lewinsky and Paula Jones and Jennifer Flowers and a whole list of scandals, all sex-related scandals that actually should have resulted in not just his impeachment, but even his imprisonment on the basis of other things that he did, the treasonous acts that he committed. But we have a short memory. We all have short memories, and we have no will to do anything about these things, even to speak about them. It's as though, well, if I speak, if I say the truth, it's going to get me in trouble. Yet we hear these things, these sayings like, the truth will set you free. And yet we don't have a yearning for freedom. Freedom is doesn't matter anymore. Monday night football, a bag of potato chips, case of beer, or just to hang out at the sporting venues and get drunk there, oblivious to even what's happening in the game, or other types of entertainment that are really designed to keep our focus off of what's really going on. So it's, this whole issue is one of responsibility, it's one of consciousness, and it's one of action as well. Basically speaking, the whole country is inactive, or it's following a secret agenda. Those that are asleep don't even know that that agenda exists, and those that are in the know are part of something which is intended to not only destroy this nation, but to destroy mankind, to reduce the population of the earth to levels of 80 to 90%. And has anyone out there in the listening audience been asked if they are going to go along with that program when they decide that they're going to start eliminating people with the phony plagues and the lab-invented diseases? It's amazing. And, you know, I'm speaking about this topic at this moment right now because this is sort of the cross-section of all the things I've heard in the last couple of days. I didn't broadcast the last few days. And I got a chance to listen to people talk, read what people were writing. A few people called me up and asked me what I thought about this and that, and it's just the same spin and the same thing over and over and over again. As these criminals that are running the governments around the world and running all the businesses around the world, those that have escaped taxes and escaped any responsibility for what they do to cause the deaths of others or to defraud others, to have people thrown out of their homes and put out on the streets because they have all these secret trusts, these secret pools that are illegal, but allowed to continue because everyone has been compromised. Law enforcement on the local level, on the county level, on the state level, and on the federal level. And that, if that were not enough, they've compromised the military and the National Guard. And if that were not enough, they've actually gone out and spent billions of dollars creating a private army, so that the criminals can guarantee themselves some kind of personal protection in case somebody in the military or in law enforcement wakes up and realizes that they're not only violating the law, they're committing treason, and they're actually dragging their own families into this. Or you wonder if they even notice. Like the sheeple, are they just worried about their little pensions? They're destroying the economy. They're ready to bring it down. We're looking at probably a whole series of false flag events around the country so that they can declare martial law and they can move in with their satanic worship and their new messiah. It's just total chaos and total insanity, and everybody is just acting like it's business as usual. And maybe this is too heavy or too strong of a message for most people. Though, I ask you, what will you do when you find out that all the money you have in the bank, in your savings or in your checking account, is worthless? Or if you're fortunate enough to even have any money in the bank, that you're going to get one-tenth of its value as your country is blended together with two countries to the north and south of our country. And with that, you think it's bad now with illegal immigration? Watch what happens then. Watch what happens when they start herding people into the cities and turning the gangs, the armed gangs, loose after they've confiscated everyone's weapons, which are guaranteed in the Bill of Rights. I'm not promoting violence. I'm not promoting any of that, though an armed populace is a safer populace, for sure. And if that weren't the case, why did they put it in the Bill of Rights in the first place? Your Second Amendment right to bear arms is for your protection, for your safety, for protecting your property and the lives of your family, as well as your own. And who are the people telling us that we need to get rid of those? On what determination? Are they using their own criminal activities as the benchmark for such a decision? Because I can tell you that based on what I've learned from the research I've done on political candidates going back several generations, I can tell you that we, unarmed, are sitting ducks, because these people have no qualms about anything they do. We've got an armed populace and they're doing all this stuff. The one difference is that when they send somebody after you, you can protect yourself. You have a right to protect yourself. I'm not suggesting anybody go out and shoot somebody, but you have a right to defend yourself. After all, there's a legal term called self-defense. Where did that come from? I didn't invent it. And yet, with all these laws, all the laws that are being broken intentionally, all these people are above the law, so they never had any intention of obeying them. They just insisted that we do, that we pay the penalties when we don't obey the very laws that they created, that they violate 1,000 times a day. So what do we do? What kind of action do we take? And for what purpose? Well, I consider myself a sovereign human being, given the privilege of life as a gift by the Creator. And I owe my allegiance to the Creator. I can worship the Creator. I don't have to worship these liars and these criminals and these crooks and these murderers, these schemers, Ponzi schemers, pyramid schemes, made out of thin air. And out of no reality except a fiction. These are the people we give our power to. And I ask myself, why is it people aren't waking up? Some are. Some are waking up. But not in any huge numbers. The majority is in denial about the problems that we face. Oh, if you don't pay attention to it, it'll go away. Well, that's not exactly true. You might last an extra 5 minutes when it comes down to it. I mean, they've constructed some roughly 200 or over 200,000 three-story or three-tiered cattle cars with shackles and guillotines. And ovens and concentration camps around the country? For what event? They've begun hiding the arms that are supposed to be at the armories or the military bases. They've begun taking those away and hiding them, so that we'll have a defenseless military, so that we'll be sitting ducks for any country to come in and take over this country because they want to reduce the population. And I can tell you, I'm not fearful about that. And I tell you not to be fearful about that. I'm telling you what they're doing so that you can come to grips with it and decide what kind of person you're going to be. Are you going to finally take life seriously and recognize who we are and what power we have individually and collectively, that we don't have to tolerate this anymore? We have the largest prison population of any country in the world. And we used to be thought of, not too many years ago, we were thought of as one of the best places to get an education. At least we were told that. Foreign countries were sending their children or their young people here to get an education, or was it part of the plan to infiltrate the country? They got their education, then they got a job here, and they took jobs away from Americans. You can say, well, the Americans didn't want them. Well, Americans deserve to earn a living, a decent living, for the type of work that they have to do. Then there are those that don't work. They just have their hand out. They expect that every turn, the government or the rest of us that work, owe them something. So they're in denial, yet they'll take the handouts. They'll complain about the way things are, but they won't do anything to change it, only to live off of it like a bloodsucker or a parasite or even a vampire. And they learn the vampirism by those that run the game, because they'll suck the blood out of everything that's alive. And still, they can't quench their insatiable thirst for power and greed. And it's really all about chasing an illusion. What is all of this going to mean in the big picture of life, in the universe? What does this all mean? In comparison to planets and races of people that come from light years away from here and have been awakened for over a million years, how far behind are we to be wasting such a precious thing as life on the garbage that we have to focus on? The lies that we're told constantly. And not just over the airwaves, but also in books. And the so-called historical accounts, the accurate accounts of what has transpired throughout history, made into a movie. And those movie fans out there, anyone notice how they're showing movies about invasions from outer space and invasions from other countries and people at war fomenting all this fear and all this concern? Like we haven't seen this enough. Like, seeing these movies 20 or 30 times in the last year is not enough. They have to keep showing them over and over. And if it's not that, it's all the series on the organized crime, on the mobsters, glorifying that. While they do that to us officially, they actually have license to be criminal. It's amazing. It really is. Now, I had a few people over the past few weeks ask me to talk a little bit about recognizing who we are in a real sense, coming to some consciousness about what the purpose of life is. How is it that we're all connected? If, you know, we hear so many people say, oh, we're all one, we're all one. Of course, the politicians say it. What they mean is they're all criminals, and they're talking about themselves. They give a hoot about us. Despite what they may say, they give a hoot about us. And, you know, I don't know if people are actually ready even to talk about the heart center or the ego, because you have to be able to shut the ego off for a minute, or you got to be able to open up the heart center and listen. But people don't have the time to do that. They don't have the need or the concern. Can't be bothered with it. Not today. It's something that can wait for next week or next month. This is busy. You know, got to get busy buying Christmas gifts. Got too much stuff to do. And you watch. When it hits, you're not going to have much time to respond, and most are going to panic because they've ignored the warnings, and the warnings have come from a very small, minute amount of the populace. You're not hearing the truth in organized religion. You're not hearing it in the educational system. You're definitely not getting it from the media nor from the government. Where else can you look to find the truth? Even nature is being destroyed through these lies and through this deceit and treachery. It's intentionally being destroyed because those who do it have no respect for it. They have no respect for life at all. If they did, they wouldn't be doing the things they're doing. They wouldn't be robbing from people. They wouldn't be sending people to an unjustified death, fighting for a cause that's really centered about them making money. Oh, but, you know, we got to stop the terrorists. How many of you have given thought to why the price of oil has gone down below $50 a barrel in the last few days? I wonder how many have actually considered that. Do you think it has to do with supply and demand or something like that? That's a game they've been playing forever with us. Actually, they'll never run out of oil. But to say that will let the people know. The people will revolt if they find that out. And I'm telling you the truth. If you could get anyone in one of the oil cartels to tell you the truth, they would tell you that. I've had Lindsey Williams on this show a couple of times, and he said that. They had to shut him up because he was putting out the story, which was part of their plan, that oil or gas prices were going to go up to $5 a gallon. And they did in many places. Some countries, it went way over that. Most places in the United States, it was or on the brink. We're talking about regular unleaded. We're not even talking about the other two options that you have that have a couple more percentage points in the octane rating. Just a few days ago, oil was $42 and a few cents a barrel. Lindsey Williams, who was threatened to stop selling his book, to shut down his website, and stop putting out this message, came back. And with their permission, with the cartel's permission, they wanted to get this story out that oil is going to go down to $50 a barrel. And everybody said, no way, no way. Even after he was right for 35 years about it going up to $5 a gallon gas in 2008, it happened. And now he's talking about their intention to destroy all the Arab nations by lowering the price of oil so low that they lose money. When in reality, they're making money because oil costs them $50 a barrel to produce. And this is being sold hundreds of times over that cost. How many of you are paid hundreds of times in overtime for working extra beyond your 40-hour week? And you're not getting these multi-million dollar golden parachutes at the end of a fiscal year, or when you decide you have to retire because it's getting too hot, that your corruption is about to be discovered. And what do? After they steal from us, and they steal billions and trillions of dollars, they tell us they're going broke and they need more money. All they're doing is accelerating the insane spending, and we've given them permission by doing nothing about it. What does that say about your representatives in Washington? Are you proud of the fact that they did that? Oh, we have to save the banks. The banks have been stealing from you, folks, and they're stealing from you right now. Ever since they opened the banks, they've been stealing from you. Been going on well over 100 years. I tracked the bankers coming into this country in the late 1890s. Paul Warburg and James Loeb and the Harrimans and George Herbert Walker. Whose name a Nazi infiltrator got, made up a phony birth certificate, got himself in the Navy, became a war hero on a traitorous event that actually was really treason at all, because he shouldn't have even been in the Navy. Just like John McCain. This country has been infiltrated for hundreds of years. And it's being infiltrated right under your noses right now. By a guy that can't even come up with a piece of paper, an honest piece of paper showing where he's from. And everybody's happy making this guy president, and he hasn't proven a damn thing, one damn qualification that he's got to lead the country, other than to lead it down the tubes. And that's his intention. Despite what you hear on TV, folks, do you think the news is the truth? The mind control programming and the propaganda that you're subjected to nonstop, those of you that watch TV, do you think you're really hearing the truth about anything? But we become so complacent and so apathetic and so lazy as a society, as a species, even pretty much around the planet, it's that way. Imagine being from somewhere else. Imagine for a moment that you came from another planet where people have been free for a million years. And they've been able to be creative, and they've been able to promote technologies that solve problems. And that everyone has access to those things and to good food, that they don't need to take medicine. And pure thoughts and love and happiness and the best of health and long life and the opportunity to express themselves in a unique way, something that we call creativity. All of that is stifled on this planet. All of that is stifled by the systems that feed themselves and feed off of us. Parasites that they are. Because only parasites do that to other living things. What they do to us is parasitic. And it's psychotic. There's not a whole lot of difference between the parasite and the psychotic. We were shown nonstop, and they're still showing this on news programs. There's a key word, program. An Iraqi journalist threw a shoe at President Bush, who was standing behind a podium. And he ducked, and it was kind of a feeble duck, but he ducked. I mean, this guy didn't throw the shoe with any great speed or anything. And then the guy had time to bend over and take off another shoe and stand up and throw it again, throw that shoe at the president again, and he ducked again. And then you see a couple of Secret Service agents, or so they told us they were, come out of a doorway behind the podiums, and I didn't really notice anyone apprehend this guy or anything. I mean, if this happened in a library in the United States, he'd have had 20 agents, SWAT teams, pouncing on him, tasering him to death for doing that. That's the worst thing that's happened to a guy that has been involved in the stealing of trillions of dollars for the past 8 years. Trillions. Worst thing that can happen is an Iraqi journalist threw a shoe at him. And they keep showing this, and I began to think that this was staged. This event, for whatever perverted reason, is intended to make us feel sorry for this guy. Although throwing a shoe at someone in the Middle East is considered the biggest insult. I can think of a few things, and I think the listening audience can too, that we might throw that are a little more disgusting than shoes. But for whatever reason, in the Middle East, that's what's the most degrading thing a person can do. I guess that's if you own a pair of shoes. Then we got this story in Guantanamo Bay. Five of the detainees, these guys have been held there for 7 or more years, maybe going on 8 years, arrested and thrown into prison, tortured all this time. And we know they torture because they were doing it even in Iraq. What do you think they're going to do on a private end of Cuba? they're going to admit some complicity in 9/11. Like this is supposed to all of a sudden be the answer. I suppose these guys can also tell us where Osama bin Laden is, too. And while they're at it, they might as well tell us where Barack Obama was born. I'm sure they know that, too. Barack doesn't seem to know, doesn't seem to care. Can't do it. That's why it hasn't been done. And that's the very reason why John McCain didn't voice any concern about that, because he certainly knows it was on the web. My God, these guys had websites and all the illegal contributions that they received. Foreign contributions to run for the presidency, and there's no watchdog group. There's nobody in Congress. There's nobody in the Federal Elections Commission. There's nobody that gives a hoot about the laws that were broken. Because they're all corrupt. All of them. Oh, but your promise change. Yeah, the change is going to be, you're going to be out of your house on the street. The change is going to be, you're going to be out of your house on the street and no money in your pocket because they've made your money worthless. They've stolen it. And they've taken whatever tangible assets you had and they've gambled against it. And they're little derivative and hedge fund markets. And they're illegal trust pools with judges and attorneys and city councilmen and county commissioners and prosecutors and auditors and treasurers involved in it. They're all doing it. There's a whole list of banks. There's over 30 banks that have failed. And I predicted on this show some of the ones that were you could expect to see go down the tubes. And they've been going down the tubes in the order that I predicted it. And it never ceases to amaze me. I'll have people ask me, what should I do with my money? Should I take it out of this bank account and get gold, or should I do this or that? And I say, really, it's your business. I don't want the responsibility of telling you what to do with it if you haven't figured it out. Either you can't trust, the reason you're asking me is you can't trust those that are doing it professionally because of what's happening. I mean, why would you ask me that? Why wouldn't you ask the people who you trusted to hold your money? Or to invest your money? Or is it because you see that it's corrupt, you just can't admit to yourself that it's corrupt? Or you can't speak out about it being corrupt? You leave it to me to do that, or you leave it to someone else, like me, to do that for you. Because it's safe to do it that way. All the while you're unhappy that you're... You've lost money. You've lost money in your stocks. And you're hearing these rumors that they're going to crash the dollar and they're going to come out with the Amero, which is nothing but another illusion. It's another magic trick is all it is. There's nothing substantial or different about that except a name and how the thing might look. Really, it boils down to sovereignty at this point. I mean, the insanity going on with these all these organizations, the organization called education, the organization called religion, the organization called banking, the military-industrial complex, the government, all the different phases and branches and agencies of the government and departments of the government. They're all really like an illusion because they're not following their laws. There's no order to what they do and how they do it. There's no responsibility. There's no culpability. There's no accountability. They just do what they please. They take bribes. And we hear once in a while, oh, yeah, there's a couple of people now that are in trouble for accepting bribes or for soliciting bribes. The governor of, guess where, Illinois, land of Barack Obama, land of organized crime, land of the most corrupt branch of the U.S. Justice Department in the country. The cookie cutter, the model. Totally taken over by organized crime. I don't mean, I'm not, it's not an innuendo that might be the case. Literally, it is run by organized crime. Literally, organized crime has put their people into the media, into the government, into all these departments, even into law enforcement. Because you got law enforcement committing these crimes, I can tell you. And they want to tell people that communicate on the internet, because they can't get the truth out of the mainstream media, they want to call us wackos, yet they do their corrupt activities on the internet. This is all trackable. It's traceable. And you think it doesn't affect you. Well, you know, the 700, what they started out as a $700 billion ticket to rob, basically, they call it a bailout for the banks. Did you see any paperwork showing you where the bank's assets went, how much assets they actually had, or where they hid the money they had, or these investment firms, these mortgage brokers? Did any of us see any paperwork? No, they just told us that, didn't they? And then, yeah, sure, go ahead. Actually, $700 billion wasn't enough. They had to take $850 billion. And then within a matter of 2 days, it was over a trillion. And since that time, a little over a month ago, now it's over $8.5 trillion. Remember, I told my listening audience, don't forget, they have $14 trillion sitting in Citibank. That's been used as the Wantagate international ping pong ball. They're doing a thing with your real estate, without people knowing it. It's going into what's called a MERS account. It goes through Mortgage Electronic Registration Systems, Inc. And they shift the security agreement, all the paperwork, the contract, the title to your property that you're paying for 300% what it's worth by the time you carry out the terms of your contract. They're shifting it from one entity to another, and then that entity forecloses on you. If you don't have the cash, you give up your home. Of course, it's all illegal. They may have passed laws that facilitate doing this, but the people who are doing it, it's illegal. They have asset-backed security trust pools, which involve the judges. Illegal. They have mortgage pass-through certificates. And those are actually the documents that show what they've done. People are fighting these things in court because someone has hedged bets that the value of that property is going to go up or the value is going to go down. Right now they're trying to crash it, so they're all betting on the downside. So they're raking in money, and they're using all the money that they took from the bailout as the gambling collateral, as their seed capital to place these bets. And then they funnel this into offshore accounts. What the hell is the President of the United States doing in Iraq right now? Then you've got the Ohio legislature trying to pass a convention which is really an intention to do away with the U.S. Constitution. Totally. They want to give the President of the United States line item and total bill authority to totally turn down any legislation, veto anything. Of course, they have to balance the budget. This is one of the stipulations. The president has to balance the budget. But they want to do it every 2 years, not every year. Every 2 years. So give them 2 years to steal and figure out where they're going to find the money, hide it. Because the Basel II agreement requires all nations to be above board with their assets. We're supposed to be on a gold standard, too, but they've stolen the gold. So we can't be on that. Well, got to create a new kind of paper. Put somebody else's face on there. I'd like to see the president's head put on the body of a jackass on a dollar bill or the Amero or whatever they're coming up with. Just as a reminder of who led us down this path. And, of course, there's Cheney and his running his Halliburton business out of the White House and running it out of the Pentagon and the CIA and having people murdered because there were some honest people around. And all these agencies that mirror the Nazis prior to World War II. Everything, even the names that they give them are the same. Countless authors and researchers have written about this, and no, can't be the Nazis, no. But the close friends of George H.W. Bush still call them the old kraut. Sound like an Englishman to you? And I didn't give him that name. That's what my research revealed. And I've had that confirmed, too. Interesting what's coming out on Obama, too. There'll be more coming out. New article coming out very shortly. Just when I thought I had it done, more revelation. Can't imagine how deep and how broad sweeping the corruption is. And people say, "Oh, you ought to say something nice about them. Give me something nice to say about them. Tell me something wonderful that he's done for anybody." Last time I counted, I know of three people at his church and a baby in Maryland that have all died. And there's not been any murder investigation. The one that's died has his name, his last name. Even though that's a joke. Because he's had two last names, still hasn't been able to prove where he's from. And you got a court, you got a Justice Department that doesn't see any problem with this? My God, this nation is in trouble. And so is the whole world, for that matter. So, I think before we go into any more discussions about ego and personal responsibility and all that stuff, I think people just need to be reminded of what's going on here because, you know, I could take this mamsy-pamsy road of, well, you know, you got to love everybody. I don't have to love what they do. I can love people without loving what they do. And I take offense at the fact that people have been for for hundreds of years and currently being led to their slaughter so somebody can put a few bucks in their pocket. While we're at it, let's get rid of the pedophiles and all the perversion that comes out of Washington. How do we tolerate this? It's beyond me. How we tolerate it? Probably because we're so busy thinking about ourselves is the only thing I can come up with. We've got a caller. Great. Noella from Canada.
Hi. Yes.
Welcome.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I just wanted to say one thing I think it all starts to boil down to is that we all have to shed the victim stance and claim our Earth citizenship and think of the highest good for all. And once we start thinking that way and realize that we don't have any rescuers coming, we have to rescue ourselves and take our empowerment. And I know there are people out there trying very hard to get these messages across. And you do it your way. Others do it by, you know, look at yourself first. And you're right. It's very selfish thinking of us to think somebody's going to come and save us. We have to do it. And we have to say no more. And so I just wanted to say kudos for you, Don, and keep up the good work.
Noella, let me ask you a question, if I may.
Sure.
Does it sound like I'm victimizing ourselves? Am I victimizing the masses, or am I showing them?
You're trying to wake them up to what is in front of their faces. And if they can't see it because they don't want to, then maybe you're right. They're not ready for the real, actual reasons we're here on this earth. We're not here to hurt each other. We're here to learn and grow spiritually. And definitely what's happening is all material, and it's not inside us, it's outside of us. And we have to get back inside of us.
I agree with you there.
And that's where our strength will come.
Yes, I agree with you. And you've sent me some really good information and, you know, some links to some
Somebody
really good stuff, so I want to thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. And somebody actually took my Hotmail address, and I had to redo it all over again. and it was actually stolen from me.
A free email address was stolen?
Oh, my goodness. Believe it or not, my family started calling me up and saying, there's someone in England saying they're you, send $5,000 to get me home. And
oh,
I went,
my goodness.
What? Yeah. So
another scam now.
Another scam. And you know why I got dinged for that one? Because I knew it was a scam, and I emailed them back and said, shame on you, and then that happened to me. But
well,
it's okay, because they know I'm here, so no harm came out of it.
Yeah,
but
well,
it never surprises me. People wake up. You've got to save yourself. That's all I can say.
Yeah. Well, my message tonight, Noella, was basically just a hodgepodge of everything that people have been throwing in my direction the last few days.
Oh, yeah. They want someone to blame because it's easier to find someone to blame and, oh, don't rock the boat, and I have this nice little life. Well, your nice little life is just a hamster in a cage. And you're just going round and round and round the same old wheel. And
mm-hmm.
It's just like you say, if we don't get out of that cage, that it's the mental cage. It's the way we think. And the mind is not what we should be listening to. We should be listening to our hearts.
Yes.
Seeing that there is definitely wrong in the world.
Yes, I've been teaching that as best I can.
Yeah,
you know, in a very fundamental
tricked.
Way, too. But
yeah. Well, the mind is easily swayed, you know. And fear is one of the biggest tools they use, you know. And don't they realize that it's their souls that are really being hurt? Not, you know, so you lose your house and everything. But when you go to the other side, what are you going to say? I just stood by and watched this man get beat up because I was scared. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Something's wrong. We have to start taking our power back. That's all I can say.
Well, I appreciate...
I'm just a person like everybody else, but I refuse to go down this way. I'm not going to go down this way. I'm not here. I didn't spend all this research and growth to just throw it away to somebody who's scaring me. And I'm not going to be scared, you know?
Yes. I was just going to make a comment that it's obvious to you, I'm sure. I'm sure you're aware of this, that you know that you play an important role in this awakening. Just the fact that you called into the show tonight confirms that.
Well,
but.
I had to. It was, whether it was inspired or not, I'm like you. I'm saying, we love you guys, and we're trying to help you. Listen, open up your hearts and discern what we're saying. You know, nobody's throwing any mud at anybody. It's out there. The mud is out there already.
Yeah, that's true. And
they just have to, you know. I think they just think it's so big they can't do, what can little old me do? But there's a lot of little old me's. There's a lot of us. A lot more than there are the other ones. If we just have to get together.
Yeah, you know, I'm not asking folks to start their own radio show unless they feel that they have a message that has to get out, and
exactly.
And then they're going to be doing sort of the same thing I'm doing or you're doing or many, many others that have radio shows. We're communicating concepts,
right,
and ideas.
You have to. Like, you're like me. You're feeling inspired to do this. You're not doing this to get popular or to make money. You're doing this because you care, and that's so obvious to me. You know, I don't know why people have to question what's in front of their faces. Like, I don't know. It's like the blind leading the blind.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So maybe you're just trying to take the blinders off, and I'm just saying, you know, keep it up. You know, all the things that we fear are going to happen anyways if we keep letting it, so why not face that fear and say no more?
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
I know what you're saying.
I take it you've been listening to some of the shows I've done over the past month where we've actually addressed these issues. Specifically?
Yes.
Do you have any comments about that? Because I've really had very few people call into the show, so I'm interested in your take.
Well, I don't know if you know George Green.
Yes, I do. He's been on the show a couple of times.
Okay. He's got a really good book out that's free online about the new paradigm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've ever read it.
Yes, but I have. I read all his books.
Okay, I just read, the becoming part.
Mm-hmm.
About how, you know, we become. And so just going with that and the empowerment, is, I think that's what people have to really look at themselves and say, you know, it's not that bad. And they make excuses, but do you want your children to live in a war? Like, basically, this is a war against humankind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we've got to realize it's a war. It's not shooting at each other. It's a mental war. They've, like, you call them sheeple, but it's so true.
Yes.
And,
well, I didn't coin the phrase, but I
it didn't take me long
to understand what it meant.
I think it's because we're taught, like you say, in institutions, don't rock the boat. You know, the ones that rock the boat will get beat up or something bad will happen to them. Well, sorry, but if you don't, it's going to happen anyways. They just don't see that. It's happening now. It's happening now. It's all around us. But what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to use sort of like a mental law of the universe and trying, maybe there's going to be a fork in the road where some people will go this way and some will go that way. And unfortunately, we can only do so much for everyone. They have to do it for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the message you keep putting out because you know that's true.
Well, the one place I differ with George Green is I won't leave my country because there's a better place to be.
Oh, no, exactly.
And that's been part of his message, and I can't accept that.
There is no escape, though. There is no escape. Maybe temporary, but it's the gathering of, I don't know how to put it. It's basically kill the fear. I think the fear is what's really hurting people.
Well, and the fear is not even real, is it?
No, it isn't. It's all in the mind. I mean, even if they kill us, we still have a spark of God in us. We will go on. And, you know, it's just like, why are we here? To stop this madness. That's what
mm-hmm.
I'm hoping. And
yeah.
If nobody wants to stop the madness, we can't make them. But we hope that some of us will survive it or change it or... I'm not sure. But I just know that I feel compelled to do something in whatever way I can. I'm not sure exactly what that is yet, but... So right now...
Well, you're doing
it
right now, actually, Noella, so...
Okay, well...
you're doing it right now. And wherever God leads you.
Yes. I just don't, you know, I hate this thing about the ego is so true because everything is surrounded around the ego. And if people just lost that and realized we're all in this together. I have a house for sale. I have no money. And I'm still happy because I know that there's a lot more to this than just these material things. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm grateful every day that I can get up in the morning and, like you say, still have my sense of freedom. And I guess people have stopped honoring a lot of things that should mean something to them. They've got lost somewhere in the way. They bought into it, like bought into the phony lies and, you know, I don't know what it would take. I really don't. But just we can just keep hoping, eh?
Yes, there's only so much pain people can stand until they will determine that it has to stop. And I don't
what if it was your kid that was being beat up because they stood up to say there's something wrong here? You know, I saw a university student who was being tased for just stating that there's something wrong here. He didn't, you know, he couldn't even speak his mind. And that fear-mongering is wrong. And people are standing laughing. Like, why not help this person out? You know, why are you watching this? I don't get it.
Well, we've been conditioned to just accept these things as normal. In fact, that person is being attacked by so-called law enforcement or peace officers of the peace they're justified in their action, and therefore one doesn't consider what's being done.
But the observers,
we're just accepting illusions.
Exactly, but doesn't something trigger that, hey, this is just a college student, and he's just a young kid, and they're, you know, jumping on him. And they're just standing by letting it happen. Like, I would have been out there saying, leave him alone, you know, something. But I don't know. If one person stands up and says, stop it, why aren't they all doing it together?
Yeah, there's going to be a certain percentage of people when the moment comes when they have to make a life or death decision.
I think so. I think unfortunately, why does it have to come to that point? they have, you know, this is the time to do it before they get too, like, too strong. I mean, they've been corrupting our lives, like you say, way before America was even founded, you know. It was a plan. It was a major plan. And like you say, if you dig, knowledge is power. And I think that when you see that, I mean, like you say, the movies, everything, it's all instilling this fear, 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 fear. I don't watch TV. I haven't for a year. And it's the best thing I've given up. I don't miss it. I don't believe in it. You know, they're just stories. And I don't know. Maybe they're just tired, Don. I don't know.
Yeah, I find it difficult. I mean, the news is nothing but propaganda, number one.
Exactly.
And just to keep a tab on what's going on, I'll turn the TV on, I'll surf through the channels, and out of 50 or 60 channels on cable, I will see probably 20 or 30 commercials about some kind of excitotoxin, some pill that's going to make you have fun. Now they're selling
exactly.
It as fun.
Exactly. Like, what they're trying to do is distract, so that you don't see what's really going on under your face.
Mm-hmm.
And people want to be distracted because they're all worn out from working so hard, or, you know, but they've got to realize that, why are you working so hard? What are you really working for? So your kids could be in prison next year, you know, or like the bigger picture. Look at the bigger picture.
Yeah. Ask the rhetorical question. How do you feel about having worked so long, being sold this bill of goods, that hard work and investing your money and buying a house and buying a car and all these things are going to make you be successful? And those that sold that to you have corrupted the system to where everything you've worked for is worthless.
Exactly. It's a big competition. You see, they separate us through competition instead of bringing us together in cooperation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're doing. And if you just saw, like, I have a very large family, and I can see the competition within my own family. And I'm going, so I don't care if you have three cars, you know, like, does that make you a better person than me?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And what does that say about you, that you have three cars? What does that say? So you're going to spend more money on gas? I don't know.
Yeah.
No, but you know what I'm saying. Like, these things are only temporary highs, but there's something missing in everybody that they keep feeling it's like gamblers or anything, you know? It's like that rush, that instantaneous high that everyone's looking for. That's what they're all chasing because they're not happy inside.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not going to make them happy. It's just a temporary. It's a Band-Aid. So what's going to make them happy is start taking power back, feeling that they're in control, not somebody telling you what to do. And believe me, those that are telling us what to do, like you say, don't care about us.
No, their only concern is the power that they feel they're gaining by controlling us.
They're consumed with power. Like, remember Nero fiddling while Rome burned?
Mm-hmm.
They're crazy. They're crazy with power. And we don't have to live like that. Nor should we choose to live like that. And once we realize that we do have some say, there's enough of us. I think people just don't know how to go about it, maybe. I don't know.
Well, we've talked about it on this show, and I know that there are others teaching self-empowerment. Part of the issue, I feel, Noella, is that we need to come together and face these problems.
That's
not
right.
Like they don't exist, but that they do exist, and that
yeah.
Pretending like they don't exist is not part of the solution.
And when somebody gets arrested because they're speaking the truth, why do we take that? Why do we say, you know, that's okay? Like, we should protect each other as well, you know?
Yeah, that's part of love. That's that love aspect that I don't see people putting out there.
No, it's because it's a dog-eat-dog world, and people are, it's all, again, fear. Like, I know these things are happening, Don. I know what you're saying, and I really feel for America. I feel for everyone, but America's getting bombarded so badly right now, and where is it going to lead? A civil war? Is that what they're after?
Well, they have their plans, and you know, I really don't care what their plans are. I've had my taste of their plans.
Exactly.
In my 57 years, I've had my fair share of everything they can dish out, and it's garbage.
It is. It's all garbage.
I wouldn't even flush it down my toilet for fear of having to call the plumber to clear the lines.
Well, you know what? Maybe the solution is that what you're doing, Don, is you're giving a message, but you don't have to be responsible for these people. They have to be responsible for themselves. And if anything happens, who are they going to blame? You have to blame yourself because you let it happen. And even in the smallest ways, you know, I see people like just, I don't know, it's just people against people. It's time to come together. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
Probably boring you with that line, but
No, that's actually a good closing line for the show.
So okay. Well,
I hope you call in again.
Okay. Well, you know me, I don't like really talking online, but I had to today, so it was your Christmas gift. How's that?
Thank you.
You take care, Don.
I'm sure you blessed the listening audience too. So.
Oh, okay. Thank
you for your call. You take care, too, and you have a Merry Christmas if I don't talk to you before then.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, there you have it, folks. It's just not me saying it. There's someone in the listening audience who actually is active and doing something, bringing some things to my attention, which enables me to bring it to your attention. And she felt that it was important enough, what I was saying, to call in and confirm it. So I'm grateful for that. And it's time to say good night. I want to thank Doug and Don Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible. Seth Hendrick on the sound tonight. The sound was great, Seth. Hope it was good on your end. And special thanks to Noella for calling in. Got some great guests lined up for the rest of the week. Join us tomorrow evening. We're going to have Michael Anthony on, and we're going to talk more about health issues tomorrow, so you may want to tune in. A lot of people are getting sick from the chemtrails and other things, and want to empower you to be able to achieve a happy and a healthful lifestyle. Ken Adachi will be with us this week as well. More to talk about. Lots of things going on in his life, and a lot of great articles that Ken's been writing. Visit my website at directlightproductions.com. I've got a few more archives posted. Things have been kind of hectic. Email's been all screwed up. Had some issues getting things posted to my website, but now that's taking a turn for the better. So be sure to tune in again tomorrow night. In the meantime, I wish everyone out there in the listening audience peace, love, and light, and have a good night.